Hello and welcome to another episode of Art Beat, a show by the National Gallery, where we discuss the latest developments in Cayman's art scene, featuring in-depth interviews with local creatives and community partners. I'm Maya Mutu, Education Manager.
I'm Jessica Ebanks, Community Engagement Coordinator.
Today's show is an exciting sneak peek into the event of the season, the National Gallery's annual fundraising gala, which is coming up on November 25th. In the studio today are Vicky Calvert-Das, Development Manager and no stranger to ArtBeat, Megan Ebanks, Head of Business and Operations.
Thanks so much for having us, ladies.
Thank you for being here with us today. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So some listeners may not be aware of our annual gala. So Megan, as a core part of our events department, you've been a driving force of creativity behind this event for several years now. So can you give us some background information on our fundraising gala? When did it start and what's it all about?
When did it start? I believe we had our first one on the site, our current site off Esterly-Tibbetts Highway in 2011. But I've only been doing the galas since 2013. So still quite a long time. and even when I was at, I took a break from the gallery and I still volunteered, to participate in it.
So I remember that.
That's a good sign.
Yeah. That tells you how fun it is that
exactly.
Even when you weren't working there, you wanted to keep coming back.
It is. I love doing this event. It's definitely a labor of love. It's a lot of hard work for our full team, but it is it's so exciting, and it's a very anticipated event. And what you always, I feel like whenever I'm in the middle of it, I stand back and I take a moment and I'm like, yes, we did this and we're making this happen. And our guests always seem to have a brilliant time. So love being involved with it.
Yeah, before I started working at the gallery, I volunteered at the 2019 gala.
Oh, yeah.
And I just remember sort of standing back and watching all of you guys, like, run around and do all of this stuff, but still look amazing at the same time, and just being very impressed by, like, able to achieve.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was a beautiful event.
So 2019 really was Night at the Museum?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah, that was very fun. That was the last one that we did, because we did take about a 3-year hiatus due to COVID, unfortunately. So, yeah, this is our first one back since 2019.
So tell us a bit more about Night at the Museum and some of the past themes that you've
sure.
had for galas.
So Night at the Museum was very cool. We brought some classic artworks to life, actually. So we had classics like Mona Lisa. Oh, my goodness. Why am I?
You had
Frida Kahlo.
You had The Thinker.
The Thinker.
The American Gothic.
American Gothic, yes. So we had about 10, 12 pieces that we staged out. So we had volunteers that we put in costume and full makeup. And so some were statues that, were full on in statue position for a couple hours, or we painted sort of box frame the portraits to go around them that they stood within. So they were all very posed at the beginning of the night, and then as the event continued, they sort of came to life and became part of the event. And it was just a lot of fun. Very cool to look back at the pictures of those. And our guests, as always, they come in full costume. I mean, we never have said it was a costume gala, but it just sort of became alive with this life of its own. And now each year the costumes seem to get more and more elaborate and more involved. So it's always very fun to see how our guests turn out.
Yeah, the themes are so fun to play with.
Yeah.
I remember that one, some people coming up to me before the event and like talking so animatedly about what they were going to do
right,
and
yes.
which artwork they were going to try to become for that night.
Yeah, yes.
I know there were a couple Van Gogh Starry
Absolutely,
Night costumes.
Yeah.
It was really
there was
cool
a Magritte with the bowler cap and an apple hanging
yes.
in front. We see all sorts come out for it, which is great. It's good. The more people get excited, get involved, the more alive the event becomes. So some other themes we've had, we did Night Circus, which was based on the book, the Night Circus book. So that was all in black and white. And the back garden was like a giant big top tent with many different acts going on, entertainment acts. And everyone, it was all kind of black and white, sort of steampunk. It was very fun.
So cool.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was one. That's one of my favorites, actually. Mm-hmm. We did another great one, actually, that we did at CNCF. It was the first time that I've ever done one for the gallery indoors, and we used the CNCF theater, and that was called Havana Club Havana. And that was themed, obviously, Cuban artist themed. So that was exciting to try to figure out how to make that happen in that space. But it worked. We ended up taking out all the theater seats, a majority of them, and fitted it out. But we really love using our back garden space for this event most of the time, just because it really helps people engage with our site and the artwork that is there, both in the garden and in the exhibition halls. So we always really, our goal is to have it at our site instead of an alternative site. So,
yeah, and I remember I really liked the theme in 2017 when we did the Infinity Ball.
Oh, yes.
So that was in celebration of our 20th anniversary as an organization. So we kind of played with this theme of, you know, 20 years and then looking into the future. So everything was really futuristic and silver and chrome and shiny, and everyone dressed up like kind of these Jetsons characters and lots of...
That was cool.
Yeah, lots of... black and silver and blue and that was a fun one.
I love this kind of thing so much.
I know.
Everyone who knows me knows that I love Halloween, and I've been decking out my house for Halloween. It's a little bit obscene, actually. Like, I probably should.
No, I'm on board with that 100%.
But I love, like, you know, costumes and theatricality and this kind of thing. So I'm very much looking forward to planning my costume for this gala.
One of the things, though, that I quite like is that it doesn't have to be a literal interpretation of it. It can be your version of it. And if you actually, I'm not really one of life's big dresser uppers, so, but you can come, you know, but you can come glam and like Met Gala meets something.
Exactly.
You don't have to come.
And we have a lot of that too, right?
Yeah. And I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's lots of ways to interpret the same theme, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things as well, I think deserves a mention, is the Art of Fashion one with the runway.
That is another one
right?
of mine.
That was very different. That's not something that normally happens.
Absolutely. And I actually, I felt quite proud of our team for that one, because we were so lucky in that we featured these two magnificent designers, Caymanian designers, Izzy Obi and Jawar Alanai, and they were both already featured in the exhibition in the lower exhibition hall. And so we did, we actually, for the show, we had fashion shows of their work that was on display. And we had two dueling runways in different parts of the garden. So it was all kind of time to work. As they'd go off one runway, they'd go on to the other. So everyone at the event got to have like a front row seat to these runways. It was quite an execution. And
I think the cool thing about these galas is that because they're so thematic, you get something different each time you come. So if you're somebody who has attended the gala a couple of times, each time you go, it'll be totally different. So, you know, you might have a fashion runway one time.
Yes.
You might be in the Jetsons the next time. So it keeps it fresh every time.
Well, I love that you mentioned the production of it, because we really do try to make it a production. We call it a gala, but it's definitely not just, you know, come to your table, sit down, have a, you know, three-course meal. You know, it's definitely, we try to have a much different experience than what you might experience at some other large events like this. We love the production value of it, both with entertainment, the look, the decor, the theme that goes around it. So we try to really engage that sort of artistic energy around it.
That's what I really love about the gala too, is that, you know, it's a celebration of creativity in all its forms through this event. And, you know, we do have performers, and we bring on artists to create the living paintings.
Exactly.
And we've got lots of volunteers. So it really is it's a nice celebration of the creativity in Cayman. whether that be, through the fashion show or the living paintings.
Right.
It's a community effort.
It absolutely is.
Definitely a spirit of celebration when everything comes together and you watch, like, wow, we've got these designers involved and amazing volunteers who are managing our runway and we've got our models and we've got, so much going on, which is great.
It's quite immersive, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
And, of course, we've discussed the gala is a spectacular production and a really fun evening for everyone involved. But the main purpose why we host this event every year is to raise much-needed funds for the gallery. So, Vicky, can you tell us about what the proceeds from this year's gala will be going towards?
Sure, absolutely. So this year we're looking to raise $50,000 at the event, which comes from ticket sales and also from an auction on the night. It goes towards our education programming and our community events and our school tours. We get some of our funding from government, but we are required to make up the rest. And we have some amazing sponsors in our community, which we're very grateful for, which I know we will talk about in a little bit. You want to read those out now?
Sure. We have some, like Vicky said, great sponsors, both for the event itself. So some of these are in-kind sponsorship from service providers throughout the island. And some of them are from those who are supporting through auction packages. In regards to the event, we're working with Quintessential. She's helping with some great entertainment, One World Music. InTech, Le Soleil d'Or is helping out with our auction, and the Meridian. Government House is very, very involved, which is great to have their support and their backing. The Ritz, Bedside Manor, Three Girls in a Kiln, of course, they're always great participants of our gala. And Kirk Freeport, Finn, and of course, Ms. Susan Aoldi. OBE. So it's great to have them. We have lots of others who are involved. We've been really cognizant of that it's still a challenging time for our hospitality partners. So some of them aren't able to support that maybe the way they have been able into in the past in regards to food and beverage, things like that. But we're really still trying to get them involved so we can actually help support them as well. So it's sort of we're helping each other out. Partners like Luca, Mise en Place, Tomfoodery, Celebrations, some of these companies that are still struggling, coming out of COVID and recession and all these things. So we're excited to have everyone involved that is able to.
Yeah, very grateful for everyone who's supporting this year because the funds do go to our education programming, as I've mentioned. So the gallery needs about $1 million every year, and we get some of that from government. And that really covers our free admission. I think that the National Gallery is unique in Cayman in that it doesn't charge for entry. Obviously, we do need to cover those funds from somewhere, and so that's where these types of events come in. Our free entry is really designed to remove barriers. We want to be a place for everyone, everyone in our community, and often entrance fees are seen as a potential barrier. So at every opportunity, we're looking at ways in which we can make it easier for people to come and use our site and come to our programming and be a part of our community. We want to make sure that the organization is accessible for everyone and find new ways to connect. And I know, Jess, that's something you're working on with our current community program in the district.
Yeah, so one of our new programs that we're partially fundraising for this year is our community engagement or district program. So we've always been involved in the community by hosting outreach classes and satellite exhibitions, and that's really ramped up in the last couple of years, and we want to expand that even further now. So we want to be able to partner with offsite venues and other small community organizations to host art classes in each of the districts, in each of the islands, make sure that even if you can't come down to our site on the Esterly-Tibbetts Highway, that you can still access amazing artistic experiences. So, hosting art classes in these community spaces, hosting smaller exhibitions, family fun days. So lots of exciting activities in the works over the next year. And that's one of the main projects that we're rolling out right now and we could definitely, use some support with.
I think one of the great parts about the community engagement program as well is that even if you're not someone who has a particular interest in the visual arts, it's a great opportunity to just build community and connect with other people and socialize.
Absolutely.
And that's kind of, you know, a lot of people think of a gallery as being sort of a static place that shows artworks, but, you know, a huge part of what we do is about community building as a community organization. So I think that's one of our aims as well, is not just the visual arts part of it, but the part where we can really connect people to each other. Okay, I think that's a great moment to take a quick break for ads. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about fundraising at the National Gallery and then reveal the theme of this year's gala, which we haven't talked about quite yet, and offer up some clues on what to expect from this year's event. School and community youth groups receive free guided tours at the National Gallery. Our education team works with you to design curricular tours that supplement your classroom syllabus. Contact us at program@nationalgallery.org.ky or call us at 345-945-8111 to book your tour today. Host your holiday events at the National Gallery. Whether you're throwing a corporate party or small gathering, we have the perfect venue for your festive celebration, from our beautiful sculpture gardens to exhibition halls and art studio. For inquiries, contact events@nationalgallery.org.ky or call 345-945-8111.
Become a National Gallery volunteer and enjoy access to creative experiences while making a difference in our community. Volunteers play a key role in the gallery's success, from greeting visitors in our exhibition hall to working events and helping with our education programs. There are many ways to support. We offer flexible opportunities and training for all volunteers. Sign up by emailing info@nationalgallery.org.ky or visiting our website at nationalgallery.org.ky. Join our membership program and be in the know. By signing up as a National Gallery member, you'll help fund free education and outreach programs, exhibitions, and free admission, ensuring that everyone in our community has access to the arts. Make a difference in your community by becoming a member and enjoy our members-only benefits, including special events, discounts, and more. Sign up online at nationalgallery.org.ky/memberships.
Welcome back to Art Beat with the National Gallery of the Cayman Islands. If you're just joining us, we're talking about our annual fundraising gala, which is coming up on November 25th. We're here with Development Manager Vicky Calvert-Das and Head of Business and Operations Megan Ebanks, and they both shared a little bit about the gala over the years. Let's circle back a little bit and keep talking about sponsorship, because I know we have some great sponsors for this year's event. And then maybe we can talk more about fundraising and sponsorship at the gallery more generally.
We do. We're very happy to and lucky to have some great participants this year. Some are just in kind with sponsorship that they're providing to the event itself, potentially at a discounted rate, or to as something that they're making a contribution to our live auction for. Like Quintessential Movement is helping with some great entertainment. One World, DJ Craig is awesome. One World has been part of our gala and our events for since we've moved into that space, which was in 2011. Intech, Le Soleil d'Or has been great. The Meridian Government House, we're happy to have their support. The Ritz, Bedside Manor, Three Girls in a Kiln, Kirk Freeport and Finn, and of course Miss Susan Aoldi will be. It's great to have them back as participants. So
Megan, you just touched briefly on the auction, and I think that's something that deserves a little bit more of a mention.
Absolutely.
Because you know, there's a huge production that comes with putting on the National Gallery Gala each year, and obviously we charge a ticket price, but we really do rely on the auction as a main part of our fundraising activity on the night. And we only have a limited number of packages that we offer, normally 10, and we try to make them really complete experiences. So rather than just small little things that we're auctioning off, we try to make it a complete experience for someone. So we've got a few different examples, like getaways in the BRAC, for example, or a couple wellness weekend or something. And we rely on local businesses to donate things to that package. So accommodation, food, activities, and everyone's been really generous this year, as we know that people are still recovering from COVID.
Yes, absolutely. You mentioned the Soleil d'Or and the one to the BRAC, and I'm like, I personally wish I could bid on this package, because for anyone, if you haven't been to the BRAC and you haven't experienced the Soleil d'Or, it is awesome.
I keep hearing amazing things
about it. It is
wonderful.
Going to the farm up there, it's incredible what they are doing up there. And, you know, during COVID and during lockdown, they were really providing a substantial amount of the island and the people there with food and supplies when they were having some issues getting goods there. So, you know, they've been great. And the space is beautiful. And of course the Ritz has come through. They're great supporters. That package looks pretty enticing as well. Unfortunately, I can't bid on any of these packages. So,
and so we've been talking about the gala and how, you know, this is one of our biggest, highest anticipated events every year. You know, everyone loves the party. And we put a lot of time and energy and love into it. But the gala is just one of our fundraising initiatives that we host annually. But we do several other fundraising activities and events throughout the year. So can you elaborate a little bit more on some of our other fundraising strategies and how we make up our much needed funds every year?
Sure. They have been a little bit on and off again for the past 3 years because we've just been navigating COVID. But the past 2 years, we've also been able to do our annual afternoon tea party, which was a long-standing event before COVID. I don't even remember when we started that one. Do you, Vicky? Do you remember what we...
I think it's been about 15 years.
Yeah, I think you're probably right about that. That's usually in the springtime, and that's a great fund, one of our also highest fundraisers. And then in the fall time, we do our big art auction. And that one, we're moving on to our upcoming, will be our eighth year of that. And so that's kind of usually before the gala, before the holiday season, but coming out of the summertime. So, all three of those are really important to our fundraising initiatives.
And the big art auction is a bit different because the tea party is another ticketed event. The big art auction is... as obviously the name sounds like, an art auction, but where we work with local artists who donate work to the auction, and they take 50% of the revenue generated, and the gallery keeps the other 50%. So they're still paid for their work and time, but still make a donation. Yeah. So it's a good team effort on that one.
We do have sometimes artists that come on board and actually want to gift the whole amount to us, which is we're grateful for and lucky to have. You're right. That event is quite different. It's a kind of a traditional Christie-style auction event. The artworks are each brought out, volunteers in white gloves and black outfits. Like, it's all very professionally done. And still exciting in its own right. Doesn't have the kind of same production, I guess, involvement that the others do, but very fun and exciting to be part of anyway.
Well, we don't spend just all year having parties.
No, definitely not.
Obviously, we've kind of touched on some of our programming, and our programming wouldn't be possible without our generous supporters and sponsors. Local businesses who come on board to support a specific project or program that aligns with their giving and philanthropy aims. So it could be an organization coming on to support a specific exhibition. They would be named as sole sponsor the programming that goes with it and help to make that possible. Big costs come with new exhibitions and setting up. So we're really grateful for their support. Also, we have sponsors who come on for the whole year, for example, who support something like Art Haven program, where we go out into the prisons, or Community Connections, where we go into the local boys and girls home. And then we have a senior program as well. So there's a real wide variety of opportunities for local organizations to get involved, depending on their area of interest, the elderly or the children's education or exhibition development. We also have the National Collection, which is the collection held in trust for the people of Cayman. Yeah, businesses and local supporters contribute to help us build out that collection.
Which is exciting. It's over 300 pieces now, so that's an we've had quite a large selection of new pieces come into the collection over the past 2 years, which is exciting to see it roll out.
And also, it's not just local businesses. I think we make it sound like it's just organizations, but we have individuals who also come on board as program sponsors, which is an amazing thing to do. We also have our membership program, which is the corporate membership and our individuals, and all of these funds go towards that $1 million that I said at the beginning of this that we need to raise.
And even small things too, like we've got our donation boxes in our art cafe, and just as you enter the gallery, you know, we don't have free admission, but we have these boxes out. So that way, anyone coming in, if we're grateful for any support that we can
Absolutely.
Get. So if you've got a couple of dollars in your pocket, wonderful. Yeah. Thank you so much. That all goes towards, you know, yes. raising this large sum in the end.
It's nice that you mentioned that too, because it's so fun. We sometimes have, you know, we have so many children's programs on our site, especially now with classes and things. And occasionally you'll see kids come in and they like give their little allowance into the donation box, and they look very proud of their contribution that they're making, which is awesome to see that we're, having that engagement with the young students, young adults, little ones, already at that level. So,
yeah, and of course, although we're talking about sponsorships, if monetary contributions are not something that you can offer at this time, volunteering is also a
Absolutely.
Great way to get involved with the gallery. We could not do half of what we do without our amazing team of volunteers. And whether that's just spending time at the reception desk greeting guests, or whether it's supporting with something like the gala, or whether it's being a classroom assistant, we can always use some extra hands on deck. So if you're looking for more volunteer opportunities in the community, definitely get in touch with us.
Absolutely. That's a great point, Maya, because, especially coming out of COVID, a lot of businesses are struggling with staffing, and we understand that completely. But we have also really struggled with our volunteer team and trying to maintain that. So we're working hard to get the volunteers back and get our team in place. But we are always looking to add to that. So yeah, please contact us if you have any interest in any of these areas.
All right. I think this is the moment that everybody listening has been waiting for. And we'll talk more about how to become a volunteer towards the end of the show. But now we will reveal what the theme for this year is, if you haven't already seen it, because it's not like it's not out there. But drum roll, please. I almost did a drum roll on the desk.
I was waiting for
you to do that. Jump on the mic, but. Okay, so the theme this year is Regency Garden Masquerade.
That's correct.
So, Megan, tell us, without giving too much away,
sure.
Tell us more about the theme and what those who are attending can expect.
So, kind of evolved over the past few months. It's definitely started off as specifically more Regency themed, and so the first thing that might come to our listeners' minds is Bridgerton, the popular Netflix show that is so easy to get addicted to and chain watch for hours on end. Not that I've been doing that or did that all over my maternity leave, but it may have happened. But it has evolved because we really wanted to involve the exhibition that's going to be in our exhibition hall at that time, which is our pop and popular exhibition, which is all pop art work, and it's amazing and brilliant and bright. And but most people, when I tell them that we're combining these two, give me a completely blank stare, like how does that work together? So we're combining Regency with pop art. So we're just calling it our Regency Pop Art Remix.
Well, Bridgerton is quite pop art, isn't it?
It does, actually. If you start to kind of take it apart a little bit, and it definitely has a little bit of pop art theme to it. For those of you who are left completely confused by this, we do have an incredible Pinterest page, that we have developed for it to help kind of guide people about what this theme is, what they can expect out of it. I feel like that's the best place to go for a little visual engagement. That's at NatGal Cayman. But it's definitely kind of taking the Regency theme and I don't know, taking like a highlighter to it to give it a very exciting push.
Yeah, I love that. We were giggling because when the Regency theme was chosen, we have another member of our events team who isn't here today. And I remember Megan saying to her, okay, your number one on your task list is to binge watch Bridgerton. Make sure you watch the entire season. We need to get inspired for the decor.
Yeah. She was not having it. She was not nearly as excited about Bridgerton as I was.
She loves her action movies.
But she's come together with it. It's all right.
So what you're saying is we can expect lots of Empire waist dresses and colorful fabrics and things like that.
Yeah, definitely the colorful fabrics. I think that there will be some of that Empire waist dress, you know, kind of look, but you can definitely think out of the box on this one and take it to another level if you feel inspired to.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if some people are like, I just do not get it at all. Come in your black tie, come in your favorite gown, and that is just fine as well.
Yeah.
It is a masquerade, which this is the first time we've actually done a masquerade, an actual masquerade at the gala. You know, Night Circus, quite a few people did wear masks, but yeah, you can bring out your mask for this one.
Yeah, the vibe that it's giving me is, do you know in Phantom of the Opera?
Yes.
I don't know if it's in the older version, but the version that came out in the mid 2000s.
Yeah, and they actually sing the song Masquerade.
Yes,
exactly.
And it's got the Regency ball gowns and the tuxedos, and it's Masquerade.
It is, yes. Theirs is very black and white. Ours has quite a bit more color to it as well. So it's good. And we've melded the two together.
I like it. So we've got color. We've got masks.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've got performers, entertainment.
We do. We do have a lot of performance and entertainment going on. So it definitely will delight. And then what's nice about the past two, I should say, I'm not going to say the past 2 years because we were on hold for 3 years in between there. But the last gala that we did, which was in 2019, and this one, we've sort of kicked up the format where we've taken away the kind of 10 top tables and we're doing everything in lounge sections. And we have these elegant food stations that guests can kind of go and get food from as they choose. We have two, you know, giant bars. So it's really more of and then it has like a large central stage for performance and then dance into the night later on. So it really is just a big kind of lavish party atmosphere.
Yeah. So one of the things that we took inspiration from was the Regency Gardens. So in the Regency period, there were these parks, and I think Regent's Park was maybe one of them in London, and people would go to these park areas and, you know, walk around, and there would be all of these amazing attractions like snacks and acrobats and theater pop-up shows.
It was like art and fashion and theater all combined into to one exciting event.
Yeah. So I think people can probably expect a little bit of that. Yeah. There'll be some entertainment for sure. And then those loungy areas will make it super cozy and just a fun evening.
It's fun. Very fun.
I think the lounge areas are really nice as well because it means you can really mingle and get, you're not just sat next to one person all night, but you can kind of all move around a bit. It's a bit more informal, got a bit more of a party atmosphere to it.
People seem to love that format when we did it in 2019, and we've just decided, you know, let's do that again and stick with that since it was so well received. So, yeah.
Please, can we request good weather?
Yes, please.
This is us talking into the atmosphere.
we're willing it to happen.
So you said, Megan, in the past you've done more kind of seated dinner styles?
Yeah, so previous to 2019, it was sort of a more traditional format where, you know, you could have a table of 10 or a table of 12. And, you know, it lent itself really well to our corporate partners who would want to, you know, bring associates or whole groups from their office. But we felt that just from some of the feedback over so many years of doing it with that format, that it was time to try to mix it up and try something different, that people were feeling a little bit kind of over that. And since we are in a perfect position to be able to kind of take a more artistic approach, we felt like, okay, let's start thinking out of the box a little bit and try to bring something that's kind of new and exciting or a different feel to the event. And it's been successful, so yeah. It also kind of depends on the theme of the event. For instance, when we had Art of Fashion, we had, you know, dual runways, one in each side of the garden, and it actually really helped to have people seated at a specific table because you could plan it around the runways. I'm not sure the lounges would work so well. And then other, you know, a couple of the other events, if there was awards that we wanted to do or something special that we really wanted to highlight in the event, it would lend itself better if people were kind of seated in a more formatted way. But we've had the opportunity to branch out from that a little bit the past 2 years. So
yeah, I guess it goes back to just playing with your theme, right?
Yeah, exactly. We've had some really great themes over the years. We talked about Night at the Museum and Art of Fashion. The first one that I did, which was in 2019, was Bright Young Things, and that was 2013. I think that was you were there, Vicky, for that
one. No, I didn't come to that one. My first one was the Factory Ball in 2012.
Oh, yes.
And I remember walking in, and actually that one was nowhere near as elaborate as the one since Megan has been involved. but I remember walking in for the first time, and I just couldn't believe what a different sort of environment, what a different kind of feel the gallery had to it. It was, and I love that. I've come to quite a few as a guest. I managed to avoid having to work them for a few years.
Not sure how you've done that, Vicky, but...
I came as a guest, and one of the things that every time I came, it just felt totally different, a totally different vibe.
That's great.
And no matter, even though I kind of knew what to expect from a previous year, I might have a bit more of inside information, I was still wowed every time I walked through those doors.
Do you have a favorite memory of, not to put you on the spot, but...
So in 2017, I'd been doing lots of volunteering for the gallery, so I got an award at that one.
That was your favorite.
Oh, I remember my first gala was in 2016, our Club Havana gala at the Harkwell.
Oh, yeah.
And I had only been at the gallery for a couple of months, and I was doing... the annual internship. So okay. I was an intern, I was fresh and green, and you know, we had been talking about this gala, but I hadn't really been very involved with the planning of it. So I just showed up at the theater on the night, and I was totally blown away because he had transformed it. Megan, you had like taken all of the seating out of the actual floor, and we had turned that into the seating area, and so we put big like 10 top tables the standard theater seating usually is, and then we had the stage transformed into like another part of the lounge,
right,
so we had tables on the actual stage and like, you know, guitarists there, we had
dancers,
cigar rollers. So I was like, wow, this is awesome. Like I totally did not know what everyone was running around doing for the last couple months, but now I see.
This explains
everything, and it was definitely like, it was a fun reveal for me, just coming fresh into the gallery, being like, this place is so cool, we do this.
It was crazy too. Like, I've only been to one gala, the gala in 2019, Night at the Museum, and even though I got there early, I was like ready to do my volunteering, and I was even helping to set up some of the tables, like, you know, putting florals on tables and that kind of thing, but. Even though I was there watching the setup the whole time, when the night fell and everybody came in their costumes, it's just a totally...
of a sudden, it's like it takes on a whole new life.
Yeah, the atmosphere. Yeah. And I guess because it was Night at the Museum as well, when you had those artworks that were coming to life, it just brought this... Yeah. It just brought this really incredible just aura and feel to the to the space.
And I think also from a staff perspective, you know, it's a lot of work. A lot of effort, and at the end of the night when the auction is done and everyone's having a great time and we all get to be together and dance for a little bit, it's an amazing feeling.
It is. You're exactly right in that, like, we all work so hard at it for months, and then we have this big party, and then we actually can, like, sit back and be like, wow, we accomplished this, and just enjoy the celebration of it, like you mentioned before, Jess. Yeah. So.
And I remember in 2019, which I keep saying was last year, but I remember everyone had gone, and we were all just sat on the breezeway all together, and like no one was leaving. We were all just talking about the night, and everyone was just sat around, and it was a real kind of coming together of the team, I think.
I think we also probably were too tired to get up and move off the at that point.
I hope it's like that again.
I do too.
I'm certain it will be.
Yeah.
So another one of my favorite memories is, you know, there's not that many places to dance outside. And one of the years, it was really breezy, and we were all just dancing, and our hair was flicking around everywhere, and we were just dancing at the end of the night. And it was a great feeling. I think it's a real feel-good moment.
Yeah, yeah.
We should do more of these parties so we can dance outside in the wind, please.
Actually, there was a really funny one that I guess is more to me personally, not to the event as a whole. But it was for the Surrealist Ball. And I had made my costume out of, like, so I have blonde hair. So I'd taken these horns, and I sculpted these giant horns out of blonde hair. And, like, I had, like, long blonde hair, like, flowing down. And I'd, like, secured them on my head and woven my natural hair into it. But I'd spent the whole day setting up with my natural hair. And, you know, the vendors were all there. Mise en place was part of it. Their team was all setting up. Everybody was, you know, getting all set up. And I went in, like I always do. I rush in, you know, 5 minutes before the event is going to start, and I try to change into my whole thing, make up hair, all of it in, like, a hot second. And I came out with my big hair horns on, and one of the people that had been, like, setting up there the whole day came up to me and was like, oh, is that your real hair? And at the time, my natural hair was literally like 3 inches long. So there was no way that it would have been able to wrap around these giant hair horns. And I was like, you've seen me all day long running around here. Anyway, it was quite funny at the time.
Also at that one, you were like 7 months pregnant.
Yes. I was very pregnant at that one.
You know, one of those ladies that you look at and you go, should not be moving.
Yeah. Megan is not only an event planner extraordinaire. She's actually also a hairstylist. Megan right now in the studio has like a high ponytail braid with her hair like wrapped around the hair tie. Like, you know when you're going out to something fancy and you wrap it around so it looks super chic? It's just a normal day. Yeah.
Yeah. It's on my side job too. So if you'd like to, you can reach out to me directly.
You're not going to get a bunch of calls.
No, definitely not. How to sculpt your hair into a piece of artwork by Megan Ebanks.
I need to take that class because I just put my hair up in a little like clock up and call it a day.
there's quite a lot of good memories surrounding these events. So I'm excited to see what unfolds for this year. I have no doubt that it will not disappoint.
Yeah, even the backstage, like behind the scenes moments are so fun to be a part of. Yeah, Night at the Museum, because we had all of the artworks were right there. And so a couple people had to get, like, spray painting.
Right, yeah, full body, like, makeup.
And yeah, we had one girl who was done up as one of the Degas ballet dancers.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yeah.
And she had, I think, almost full body.
She was a volunteer, she was a volunteer. And we had her in full paint and which is great. Most of our volunteers know that, like, when they volunteer for this event, they could be given any number of assignments.
Yeah, and kudos to them. They deserve so much credit 100%. And so much thanks, because many of them, because they were playing artworks, had to stay very still,
exactly,
and just not interact with anyone and just be totally in character for, you know, an hour or however long it was.
I think we had a few interns that we put in that position as well, in full costume and full paint, that they had to go sit in.
And Frida Kahlo wore my skirt.
Oh,
and now every time I wear my skirt, it just reminds me of that night. So Megan's always trying to see what's in our wardrobe. Put together.
Out of your wardrobe.
Yeah, and it's a great opportunity for volunteers as well, because we really rely on people's diverse skill sets. You don't just get, you know, to sit there and check people in as they walk through. Like, you can volunteer your time as an artist, right. You know, painting some of our decor, our sets, or being painted yourself as a living piece
exactly,
of art, like
exactly.
you said. And I remember during the Art of Fashion, we had an amazing volunteer, like runway director, stage manager.
Yeah,
who were helping all the models in the backstage room, and then making sure that the pacing of the runway was on point. So it's just, it's great to see it all come together and, you know, see people's contributions in so many different ways.
Yeah, that one had the added element of that we had to keep mopping the runways because it was raining at the time and the runways weren't fully covered by the tents. So
it all adds to the
It added to it.
You know, in TV shows like America's Next Top Model,
yeah.
where they have to walk on a runway that's half underwater something ridiculous. Yeah. It just adds to the whole.
I remember having to go back and be like, okay, you got to take those 4-inch shoes off because we are not putting that on the runway. You're
safety
just gonna
first.
Have to stand on your tiptoes a little bit.
So, speaking about volunteers, if people are interested in volunteering for the gala, can they do that? How do they do that?
Absolutely, we are definitely looking for volunteers. They do need to be over the age of 18, and while specifically for the gala, you know. We'd love to have you involved. We are, you know, it is a great party, but we do, and there is time to party afterwards, but there is a bit amount of work that goes into it. So if you think that it's something that you'd like to be involved in, certainly reach out to us at info@nationalgallery.org.ky or if you'd like something a bit more event-related at events@nationalgallery.org.ky.
Fabulous. So I know that tickets are very, very, very nearly sold out.
They are,
but I believe there are.
There's a very small amount left.
Yes.
If you're interested, tickets are $275 per ticket, and you can you can reach out to events@nationalgallery.org.ky if you are interested. It includes food on the night, so we'll have 4 different food stations available, and we have some great partners involved with that. And then it includes, drinks at the beginning, and then later in the evening it'll all be cash bar, but all of that's inclusive of the price. So
really a whole evening's worth
it is,
of entertainment.
Yes.
You've got your admission and your entertainment,
welcome
drinks, your food.
It starts at 6:30, and then carries on through the night with food, drinks, auction, and then dancing till the early hours of the morning.
And it's a Friday night, so everyone can let their hair down
exactly.
a little bit. No one has to work
exactly.
in the morning.
Exactly.
Well, hopefully you don't have to work in the morning. If you do, we're sorry.
You might want to make it the late shift on Saturday.
Well, fabulous. Thank you both so much for joining us today, Megan and Vicky. If you are interested in volunteering for the gala this year, you can contact us at info@nationalgallery.org.ky or events@nationalgallery.org.ky. If you are interested in getting tickets for our last couple remaining spaces, you can also email that email, events@nationalgallery.org.ky. And if you are interested in sponsorship opportunities, contact development@nationalgallery.org.ky. If you would rather call us, you can also call us, 945-8111.
Thank you once again to our many sponsors and volunteers and supporters for supporting our galas over the years and the much-anticipated return of our fundraising gala this year. We are so excited. So thank you for tuning in. This has been another episode of Art Beat on Bobo 89.1 FM. And until next week, you can catch us at the National Gallery from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, where admission is always free.
School and community youth groups receive free guided tours of the National Gallery. Our education team works with you to design curricular tours that supplement your classroom syllabus. Contact us at program@nationalgallery.org.ky or call us at 345-945-8111 to book your tour today. Host your holiday events at the National Gallery. Whether you're throwing a corporate party or small gathering, we have the perfect venue for your festive celebration, from our beautiful sculpture gardens to exhibition halls and art studio. For inquiries, contact events at nationalgallery.org.ky or call 345-945-8111.
Become a National Gallery volunteer and enjoy access to creative experiences while making a difference in our community. Volunteers play a key role in the gallery's success, from greeting visitors in our exhibition hall to working events and helping with our education programs. There are many ways to support. We offer flexible opportunities and training for all volunteers. Sign up by emailing info@nationalgallery.org.ky or visiting our website at nationalgallery.org.ky. Join our membership program and be in the know. By signing up as a National Gallery member, you'll help fund free education and outreach programs, exhibitions, and free admission, ensuring that everyone in our community has access to the arts. Make a difference in your community by becoming a member and enjoy our members-only benefits, including special events, discounts, and more. Sign up online at nationalgallery.org.ky/memberships.